Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:09 British Summer Time. Today is July 30th, and this has been another interesting day here today. We saw that the S&P got within less than 4 points of 1,000 points today. So, really quite firm action across the boards. In Asia, we saw China regaining more than half of the decline that it posted yesterday, and the FTSE Xinhua A600 Banks Index moved to a new high, having closed well off its lows yesterday, and I posted a number of those bank shares yesterday. So what we saw yesterday in the Chinese market was a warning shot across the bows in the very short term, and while today's action is positive, it really does need to sustain a move to new high ground to reaffirm its uptrend. But the impact that the jitteriness in the Chinese market had on the rest of Asia and the rest of the world has been absent in almost entirely. We saw a number of the Asian markets moving to new highs today. Indonesia, in particular, had a very strong day, and that is an upward dynamic following an already impressive advance. And that market is certainly steepening. And if it keeps going the way it is, we would be t saying that it is accelerating. But certainly, we're seeing really quite remarkable performances. And in Europe, things are also hotting up in here because we're getting to some very interesting levels. When we look at, for example, the DAX, it was up almost 2% today, but it moved to a new recovery high, so breaking upwards there. And the FTSE is at 46.31 and testing the upper side of its range. And we haven't seen anything in stock markets to really shake the bulls out of their complacency. And the little bit of jitteriness we saw yesterday in China aside, the rest of the stock markets internationally are really quite firm. So that is certainly worthy of mention here today. We also saw that oil rebounded quite sharply in here today and is up, closing up over $3. So, countermanding almost the entire decline that it had yesterday. Now, oil topped out around $74 about 2 months ago and has been ranging gradually lower since then. So, it really does need to push back above $70 to break this short-term progression of lower highs and suggest that that demand is back in the dominant position. But quite firm in here today. We also see that the dollar was somewhat weaker in here today following 2 days of a very impressive advance. And depending on how it pans out over the next few days, I don't think anyone is expecting the dollar to race right back up to the highs that it posted earlier this year and late last year. And it had been quite oversold against a number of currencies. So some steadying in the current area is probably not to all that unexpected. But what the dollar is doing is having quite an effect on the commodity markets. Now, it's not a one-to-one relationship, but for example, we've seen that gold was quite weak the last couple of days and relatively steady in here today. It was up $3. And silver, having been quite weak over the last 2 days, was up 20 cents in here, closing 10 cents off its highs. The industrial metal complex, however, was considerably firmer, and we see, for example, that copper was up 7.8 cents, nickel was up almost $1,000. So the industrial metal complex remains the area where we see the best action in the commodity complex. And while a number of those industrial metals are looking somewhat overextended following really quite impressive advances over the last couple of weeks, we haven't seen anything really in the way of downward dynamics. Certainly not in the same way that we saw in the precious metal complex over the last couple of days. And because they've had that superior relative strength, they are probably the most interesting area of the commodity complex right now. I also thought that the euro pound rate is quite interesting. If we look at it in terms of euros per pound, the pound found support around €1.15 over the last couple of weeks and is breaking upwards from this level in, well, almost in the last couple of days. And that is quite positive action. And we also see that the pound is rallying from really quite depressed levels against a number of other currencies. And there is quite a bit of evidence out there that the pound bottomed, has bottomed, and that it may take time for it to appreciate, but we have seen the lows. And we can say the same thing for a number of other currencies. I looked at a number of Swedish krona crosses in response to an email today, and we can say very much the same thing for the Swedish krona. It sold off aggressively earlier on this year and late last year and found support and is firming up quite nicely against a number of currencies. The very fact that we're seeing some of the weaker currencies becoming or showing base formation characteristics and some of them better than that does suggest that potential for the dollar or the yen to strengthen considerably or in a dynamic fashion against a number of other currencies over the medium to longer term, I think, is quite muted. When we see the weakest currencies, those currencies that sold off most aggressively against the dollar and the yen during the panic that we had last year, starting to firm up and showing these base formation characteristics and breaking up from those upwards from those bases, then the potential upside for some of the so-called safe haven currencies, such as the dollar or the yen, is probably quite muted beyond some firming in the very short term. What we're looking at, oh, of course, the other big piece of news today was in the Treasury markets, because we had a very big auction of Treasury bonds today, and the market received it quite well. There was some anticipation or doubts as to whether the market would be able to absorb this quantity of paper, but it did it with no problems at all. And the US Treasury's 10-year finished up 13 points, and the 30-year up 28. So that is a vote of confidence in markets and in the ability of the US government to be able to fund its deficits. And that is, at least in part, some of the reason why we're seeing these very firm stock markets in here. Of course, we continue to see that companies are beating analyst expectations. And the fact that those expectations were so very low in the first place is being discounted by the investing public, and we continue to see that these stock markets remain in these consistent advances, and there has been an almost in complete absence of downward dynamics in some of the larger markets, with the obvious exception yesterday of China, and even that one finished way off its lows yesterday, giving rise to doubts as to whether we were actually going to see follow-through today. So, with a number of lagging markets now testing the upper sides of their ranges, it hasn't paid to buy these instruments at the upper side of their ranges over the last 6 months. And that should be at the back of the mind of potential investors. We've had really quite impressive advances over the last 2 weeks. This isn't the time to be getting increasingly bullish in the absence of a correction towards the 200-day moving average, whereas we can identify that this is a bullish scenario, that we are almost certainly in the early stages of a new bull market. But markets have been rallying for the better part of 4 months now, and without a correction of note that would really cause people that were long to be shaken out of their positions. And we've had some very impressive action over the last couple of days, and a number of the leading markets are considerably removed from their 200-day moving averages, which have started to turn upwards. So markets are very consistent, and nothing has happened to shake bulls out of long positions. But to be a new buyer at this level, or to be adding money to the market at current levels, would be to assume that the news will continue to get better. And the question that has been at the back of my mind for a week or so has been that we've seen so many companies beating analysts' expectations, and they're certainly hitting headlines, and they've been major companies with big international franchises, household name type companies. But what happens when we're finished with the earnings season? Where is the next piece of good news going to come that can motivate markets to go up 1% or 2% every day for the next 2 or 3 weeks? And that is something that I can't readily find an answer to. The need for markets to pull back and consolidate the advance is increasing with every day that they push on to the upside. So we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside in the absence of downward dynamics. And as soon as these markets start to break their progression of higher lows, there is the strong possibility that we're going to see a larger correction where we see a number of leading markets particularly move back and test their moving averages, where they are likely to find support once more and begin a support building process with a view to reaffirming their uptrends. And that is likely to provide us with a better buying opportunity than attempting to buy any breakouts from bases that we see in the OECD. While that could be a winning trade, it is probably going to be a little bit more high risk than waiting for any correction that may evolve over the coming months. And I suppose one word or a few words about the precious metal complex, because we continue to see that, particularly when we look at that weekly chart of gold, that there is a certain symmetry to it. And even though we've had some violent moves over the last few days, nothing has really occurred to question gold's ability to continue to consolidate below the $1,000 level with a view to breaking upwards at some point later this year. But the way to monitor that is going to be in some of the stronger currencies, because if gold starts to appreciate in some of the fundamentally sound currencies out there, then we will have strong evidence that it is being viewed as a store of value, not just in dollars, but in every currency. And it will also be an indication that international investors are moving into the commodity complex, and gold in particular, with a view to pushing it higher. And we're not seeing it just yet, but it is something to watch out for when it begins to occur, and we will certainly be monitoring it here at Fuller Money. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.